listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa.
Always graphic design at the exact same time. I don't think he's never.
That's true.
Yeah, he's really good at multitasking.
Yeah, or he's designing graphics. Sometimes I watch him graphic design and design graphics.
I've never even knew that was even possible.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Kiss and Tellcast. This is episode 5, and we're operating with kind of a skeleton crew this week. Corey is off doing Corey things. He's a little too busy this week, so Mari and I are going to try to handle it all by ourselves, so please bear with us. We've got, as you know, our special once-in-a-lifetime Valentine's episode was an absolute failure. We got some nice emails, and thank you so much to the people that did send in. We just didn't get enough to do, you know, a super great show just on Valentine's, and if we're not going to do a super great show, we're not even going to mess around with it. That's our commitment to you, the listener. Mari, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
What's going on? Mari's got a Chromebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sitting here with a Chromebook. CR48, I guess?
Oh, yeah, the old CR48.
Yeah, the old CR Berberder.
How do you like that so far?
It's okay. I'm having trouble with the hotkeys mostly. And the trackpad's not as responsive as I want it to be.
But. So your free laptop isn't as good as the laptop that costs thousands of dollars?
Yeah, yeah, go figure.
That's weird. Also, on Mari's Chromebook at this very moment is a big sack of feedback and a stack of secrets. So I think we're just going to leap right into that. We got some pretty good feedback this week. We got a lot of commentary on one given secret from last week. So let's just roll into that.
Okay, feedback number one. Hi, I'm a girl who looks like a boy, and your last podcast made me feel super awesome. Thanks, guys. And guys has like 20 exclamation points.
Do you think that's just 20? That is a lot of exclamations.
I really wanted to count them, but
it's almost an army of exclamations. We think you're just by, you know, virtue of the fact that you're a girl that looks like a boy, we think you're beautiful.
Yeah, you're super cute.
We made you feel super awesome. That's something we enjoy doing. So thank you for writing in. Man, don't let anybody tell you different. Girls look like boys. We got a lot to talk about on that. On that particular subject. You want to move on to the next?
Show. A cup, B cup girl here. I just wanted to thank you guys for being supportive about my little lady pecs. It meant a lot. May have brought a couple tears, but the laughs were much more important. Thank you, honestly.
That is lovely.
That's nice.
It is really nice. I was so glad to see that we got an email back from you, A cup, B cup girl. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's not, don't worry about it. It ain't nothing. There's going to be dudes that are all about those little lady pecs.
I think A cup, B cup girl sounds like a sidekick or a superhero.
It kind of does. Yeah. What do you think her powers would be?
Crawling into smaller spaces than other women can.
Other people are capable
into,
of. Yeah. Like doing jumping jacks and being more comfortable.
Yeah. Like running for the bus and not, you know,
having
back problems,
things like that. No, we're super excited to hear from you. We're very glad. We were able to help out. But man, the couple of tears. Did we bring some tears? We're not here to make anybody cry.
I hope they're good tears.
I hope they're tears of joy and happiness. Yeah. Okay. We got. I think there's even some more on this. What do we got next?
Yeah, this one says, while we're on the subject of boobs, I'm Asian, 5 feet tall, and wear a double D. I hate it. When I look at all the other Asian girls around me with their A and B cups, I can't help but feel inferior somehow.
See, this, okay, well, come on. This is just another grass is greener thing. The boobs are always greener on the other side of the bra.
That's weird.
It is a little weird. What's your take on this, Mari? I mean, I could see this is, you know, that sounds like it may be uncomfortable, back pain.
Yeah.
That's where a breast reduction is a whole different category. And I'm not encouraging it or discouraging it. I'm just saying that's not like implants. If that is going to make your life better and you alleviate some back pain and helps with some stuff like that, I mean, that's totally understandable.
Yeah.
But don't, if it's just a body image thing, man, don't, come on. Mm. Those are big boobs. People like, there are plenty of dudes out there who do like those giant boobs. I'm certain of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 5 feet tall, that's pretty little for such a, you know, big thing.
And you sound darling because you're, I don't know, it's just something, you're 5 feet tall, you're like this little
Yeah, you can barely type on the computer.
You're just a little guy. You're just a little cutie.
It's all the way up there.
When I, for some weird reason, when I read this and saw these Asian girls running with their A and B cups, I read it like they had one of each. And I didn't know quite how that panned out.
I like how that's it. There's like no C cups or...
Nothing else. It's just the both. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Listen, is this... Mari, I don't want to...
What?
...corner you into anything, but yeah. Like... You notice that a lot of the body image issues we've gotten just, you know, from our particular field of emails we've gotten, a lot of Asians.
Well, I think a large number of these people are coming from Tumblr.
And so they just, no, that's probably very true.
There's a large Asian population living in the Tumblrverse.
In the Tumblrverse. Yeah. And some of them are dark-skinned. Some are light-skinned.
Yeah.
Some have big boobs. Some have small boobs. Yep. But they're all wonderful people. And thank you for listening. Please don't be so down on your giant boobs. I'm sure that they'll save you someday. Maybe as a flotation aid. Yeah.
And I know that all three of us said that we liked girls who were more slender, but not a deal breaker.
No, you know? I like beautiful things. Yeah. And I look at paintings and flowers, and boobs are beautiful of all sizes.
And that's pretty equal opportunity.
Yeah, boobs are awesome. What do we got? Still more on the subject.
Okay. Dear Scott, Corey, and Mari, loving the show. It makes my day when I hear it. Well, main thing, since it's Valentine's Day, I had a message for last week's Miss A/B Cup. Dear Miss/A/B Cup.
Wait, should we be reading this?
Yeah, right?
It's not addressed to us. I think that's...
What do you mean?
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay.
No,
Dear Miss A/B Cup. I agree with the guys. I'm an 18-year-old dude, and I totally dig slender girls with a smaller chest. In my experience, they're much nicer and make sweeter friends / lovers than the school babes.
And actually, that is something that did occur to me. And this has nothing to do, like, this is not on the girl at all. This is just, particularly in school, high school and middle school, the people, you're going to get treated differently based on your appearance. And the girls who you know, maybe blossom a little earlier.
Like
Blossom herself.
With her hats.
What was her name?
Her name was Blossom.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it?
Right. I was trying to think of the actress's name, and all I could think of was Joey Lawrence, but that's a different character.
Is that normal?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's just an interesting thing that you're going to get treated a little differently. And so, as far as how that's going to make your personality development, this is something I have a kind of a theory on, and this may offend some people, but... This is just my...
I'm already offended.
I'm already offended. My small take on the universe is that girls that were not necessarily the cutest girls in school,
mm-hmm.
In my experience, end up being the more interesting people.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's kind of like an ugly duckling kind of thing, or I don't know exactly what it is, but girls that just got by on their looks and didn't really have to develop any other social skills except being pretty... They never, in a lot of, it's difficult to break out of that. But girls that were maybe, you know, like tomboys or a little overweight or had acne or hadn't, whatever the deal was that didn't make them like the school hottie, they developed other things like great personality, sense of humor, things like that. So to me, that's like, I don't know, that almost to the point that that's something I kind of look out for is the girls that weren't popular in school but then blossomed after school but already have a good personality.
It's not even about looks, though. I think it has to do a lot with being shallow and, you know, looks and money and that sort of thing.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Like
I do.
You don't have it handed to you when you're not the captainess. What is the leader of the cheerleading team called?
The
Duchess?
The cheer queen.
When you're the Duchess of the cheerleading, I don't know. The
the top of the pyramid?
Yeah, whatever. When you're a pretty young lady in high school and you do well and you've got the nice clothes, you don't. I don't know. It just seems to me like there wasn't a lot of incentive.
Too easy.
It is a little too easy. And maybe that's just coming from me because I was goofy looking and unpopular.
You're at the bottom of the cheerleading pyramid.
I was not the Duchess. I was a serf. I was a peasant. Anyway, you want to keep on rolling?
Yeah.
Thanks for the email, 18-year-old dude. We appreciate you listening. Glad we made your day.
Okay, I love the element of pride that is coming through with some of the secrets you've been sharing so far on Kiss and Tell. I feel like that's a side of secrets that doesn't really get examined as much or as well as it should. So, nice job. In the spirit of secrets of which I am proud, I have a few to share, all of which have to do with buses and desks. Okay, number one, I have avoided emergencies by successfully changing a tampon on a bus and at my desk at work. Both of these instances have only happened once each so far. Number two, I have napped without being caught under my work desk, and although Scott won't be impressed, number three, I have given a blowjob on a public bus and, back in the old days, gave a handjob on a school bus while on a high school field trip.
That is, I am impressed. I don't, you know, maybe I came out a little too harshly last week. I don't want to seem like some kind of blowjob snob or some kind of like blowjob prima donna.
I like blowjob snob.
Blowjob snob, where I just can't be impressed. Like I've seen it all. I've heard it all. I don't want to imply that. I just found that was just me trying to offer some explanation on why one particular email didn't get picked. Public bus though. That's man.
Yeah, whoa.
That's pretty amazing. Oof. Should we go through these? I mean, just touch on these real quickly. The tampon changing, that's really impressive. And I do feel like I have two real sisters and three stepsisters. So I kind of grew up with
real sisters.
What did I say?
You said real sisters and then you said stepsisters.
No, I have two like
blood
sisters. Yeah, and then I have three imaginary sisters that I made up in my head.
Right.
No, I kind of grew up with five sisters. So I know maybe more than the average young man about
the average bear.
The average bear about tampons and changing them and whatnot. But as far as a successful public change, that's pretty impressive.
What's an unsuccessful public change?
What's that gonna look like? There's a puddle of blood.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's not a pretty thing. So if you could maybe develop that, that is, to me, that is like the beginning of the sort of sleight of hand art that could make you a successful illusionist, magician,
now you see it. Now you
card
don't.
Shark. Yeah. Number two, so the napping. Yeah, you have any comments on that?
That's pretty good. Whatever. That's nice. That's not like, that's not as impressive, I think.
No, but as long as we're on the subject of desk, sleeping, for some reason, I'm very bad at sleeping in general. So any kind of public sleeping, I've always done poorly with. Yeah. Mare, you are like some sort of strange negative sleeper where you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm anti-sleeper. Maybe nega sleep is good. Yeah.
Or are you just a vampire? Just straight up. I will say, regarding the public bus thing, I had a kind of an awkward situation arise from that.
Okay.
For me personally, it was, I was on the Seattle public bus.
Right.
With a young lady who had discreetly slipped a hand into my trousers.
Okay.
Maybe there was a jacket over the top, over the coat. So everything's going fine.
Until
someone boards the bus that she knows and sits immediately opposite us across the aisle and then starts having a conversation with her.
Yeah.
And she can't just, quickly pull her hand out.
No. Yeah. It's obvious.
It's obvious. It's a little too obvious, but it's, she gets nervous. Maybe her hand gets a little sweaty. Anyway, it was an awkward situation.
Okay. So you guys just like rode the bus until they left, right?
I don't remember how we got out. Maybe there was they looked out the window or they got a text or something, but we were able to somehow disentangle, but it was a little bit awkward. So that's as far as I ever got on a public bus. But hey, who knows what the future will hold. You got any comments on that, Mark?
My first French kiss was on a school field trip.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What was it for?
The French kiss?
Yeah. Why? No. What was the field trip for?
I don't remember. I think it was just some sort of crappy, campy sort of thing.
Some stupid thing.
Just like, we're going to go out into the woods for, and it's like a couple hours away.
And you French kissed. You were actually on the bus?
Yeah, yeah.
Was this on the way there or on the way back?
I believe it was on the way back.
That's like the camp movie thing, like the, you guys are the best. We had the best time together. I'm never going to forget you. Was it that kind of thing?
No, there was a group of us on the back of the bus and we were bored. So we were playing truth or dare and some people were like licking the doorknob to the lavatory on the bus. It was a nicer bus and, doing things that involved licking, I guess.
So this was not like, okay, you just sort of shattered. I had this beautiful image a young love, young romance, but it was just a dare. It was a joke.
No. I mean, it could have been a dare and been a beautiful dare, but it was, that's okay.
Did you have any feelings for this girl, or was it just a?
We were. This was in like sixth grade. We were dating for a number of months, but we never. I mean, we were together, but we never went on any actual dates.
That's how, you know, that's a middle school.
Yeah. Thing. So, I mean, I liked her enough to tolerate her,
to
I guess.
Stick your tongue in her mouth?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. So I think that takes care of the feedback. Are you ready to roll on to some secrets?
Yeah, let's do it.
Mari, I appreciate you taking over, you know, the reading duties of Corey. I miss Corey. Do you miss Corey?
Yeah, I hadn't seen Corey in like 5 days. And then the first thing he does when I see him this evening was he yelled at me to turn down my audiobook. And like,
wow.
Was standing right behind me.
Do you think he's getting abusive?
Yeah, and then he hit me with a big spoon.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was awful.
So, how about some secrets? We got to roll on this?
Yeah.
We got some secrets queued up? All right, what do we got?
I have an illogical fear of statues, specifically statues of people that are life-size and those street performers who paint themselves like statues.
So, there's two things here that I like this.
Okay.
One, I like it for a lot of reasons, but there's kind of two elements to this. There's one that's the illogical fear element, which
right.
I think anybody can talk about that kind of thing. And then there's the element that it is actually of statues, which I don't think I've ever. What do you think that would be?
I don't even know what that's called.
I wish I knew like the Latin name of statue. Do you think statue is just already Latin? I don't know. We may have to look this up.
Yeah, we should have looked it up.
I'm
beforehand.
Not familiar. Yeah, we kind of blew it. Oof, I guess we could insert it later. Let's go Google it, everybody. You guys know how this.
Yeah,
works.
We're not going to really save any time.
Mari, what do you think about illogical fears? What do you got?
Illogical fears? I don't know. Illogical fear, sometimes that's a bit of an exaggeration. Like,
what about heart-rending, soul-crushing terror?
What about it?
Have you ever had that?
Not that kind of terror. Like, I mean, I've seen people overreact, you know?
But Mari, I'm talking about you. I know what you're afraid of. The people out there might not know what you're afraid of.
Oh, do you know what I'm afraid of? What am I afraid of?
Well, I don't know. I think you... Did you conquer this fear?
What fear is it?
You really don't know what I'm talking about?
I'm curious because, I mean, I'm sure I mentioned it, but I don't know if you'd remember.
About moths?
Yeah, moths.
All right. I think if I remember correctly, that shortly after you told me about that, I tried to torment you a little bit by saying I saw a moth or heard a fluttering noise.
You saw a moth.
Or that I dressed up like a moth and fluttered around you.
Was that you?
Alley.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, so Mari, you have what, maybe not a terror, but you have what is a pretty irrational fear of moths.
But my reasoning for it is that, so it doesn't feel illogical to me. It's like this reasoning that moths are stupid and don't have a really... a good way of flying around.
But is that like in the vein of like a criminal? Is like, he's got nothing to lose. He'll just, these moths, they're stupid, crazy. They'll do anything.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean,
are you afraid they'll fly in your mouth or something?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly it. I'm afraid they'll fly in my mouth. And this might be TMI, but sometimes I remember one time I was in the bathroom and I was maybe 10 or 11 and there was a moth trapped in the bathroom with me. And I was so afraid that it was going to fly into the toilet bowl and then up. You know what I mean?
Oh, into your body?
Into my,
oh my God.
Inside of me.
And then you would become a moth.
I don't know what would happen. And then it wouldn't get out because it's stupid.
It would just flutter around
there.
I have weird memories from being from as a kid. I don't know that I have any. I mean, I have plenty of irrational fears. I have lots of anxiety, plenty of anxiety.
Uh-huh.
But I don't really have any one thing that I can pin it on, like spiders or anything like that.
Yeah.
I do remember when I was a kid, it seemed like I don't know if it was Texas or what, but there were giant moths, like giant hand-sized furry dusty creatures from hell.
Yeah, why are they so dusty? I don't like...
I don't know. Were there giant moths when you were a kid or just normal?
Pretty normal. But, I mean, they're dusty. They're gross.
They're pretty gross. But, man, these were huge.
Yeah.
They were like... They were as big as birds, some of them. And maybe this is just a Texas thing because things are giant and horrible there sometimes.
But everything's giant and horrible in Texas.
That's what the bumper sticker says. What's next?
I only recently discovered how to have an orgasm. I've been faking it unknowingly for 15 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
What do you want to wager again? So we'll say like what? First orgasm. Faking it doesn't imply that you were faking it, you know, when you're a kid masturbating. Faking it implies with a partner.
Yeah.
Right, to me,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you want to guess that, you know, we'll just put like early 30s on this?
I want to say 30. maybe possibly like 29, something
somewhere
like that.
In there. Yeah. But man, what a...
How do you not know? That's so
weird.
Well,
there's plenty of ways you don't know. Like before you feel it, you don't know what it is. Like you don't know how it works.
I guess.
Especially when you're a lady and there's not like a very definitive grand finale. I remember the first time that I had the grand finale, and I was flabbergasted by what had just happened to me.
The grand finale, is that what we're calling it?
Ejaculation. The first time that happened, it is just dumbfounding. Like what? Just this. My body. You know, by that time you're in your teens, and you're pretty familiar with what goes in and comes out of your body.
Yeah. As a rule, it's pretty cut and dry. Yeah.
Pretty cut and dry. Food goes in, certain things come out, runny noses occasionally happen, tears, things like that. But you know, by that time you're old enough that you feel like you pretty much got it nailed down.
Yeah.
And then suddenly this whole new thing happens.
Yeah. It's like you get a superpower.
Yeah, it really is. Your body does this thing that you did not know bodies did, or maybe only in the abstract. Because, you know, for me, maybe it's different now when just every other page on the internet is someone ejaculating. But that, I think that, you know, I hadn't seen it before. I didn't know what was going on.
I don't remember the first time I...
Have you been faking it?
For 15 years,
Oh my God, Mari.
No, I don't know.
The thing that I like about this email, one, I'm glad that you made that discovery.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm glad if you found out by yourself or if someone was able to help you discover that. Kudos to you and or your partner. But the thing I like about it is the particular word she chose.
What, unknowingly? It.
Discovered.
Oh.
I just like the idea that I only recently discovered. Uh-huh. Like, to me, that implies, you know, the definitive discovery.
And well, yeah.
Before, no one had been doing it right.
I would say it's a discovery. It's not like she was, like, researching it. Like, something's not right here. And then stumbled upon it.
Is it wrong for us to make the assumption that this is from a young lady?
I don't think so.
You think it's pretty definitely...
I believe it's, yeah, I'm like 99% sure.
Because how would a male be faking it?
Yeah.
Particularly unknowingly?
Yeah. Like, what? You know, it's pretty obvious whether or not you
right.
Finish.
Yeah. I'm glad you made that discovery. I think it's a great thing. I have known young ladies that did have a lot of trouble with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just for whatever reason, it was very difficult. That doesn't mean, you know, maybe they still had a fulfilling sexual life, but that crescendo and grand finale was just not part of it. So way to make that discovery. And for any young ladies out there who haven't made that discovery, you know, there's hope. Google it. Get some, there's aids for that. There's tools you can help facilitate that process.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we got next?
I've never smooched anyone, which I'm not too concerned with in itself, albeit I'm 19 and probably should be, ... But what does make me nervous is what will unfold when I do get that first legitimate kiss. The last two times people attempted to kiss me were complete fuck-ups. They would go in for it, but I'd get really nervous / apprehensive and circumvent it and regret it the next day. I'm mad shy. Sad face. Lack of experience definitely adds to that a lot. So now I'm really scared about how my first kiss will go down. What do?
Okay, what about this one? Are we talking a young lady or a young fella?
I'm going to say a dude.
You think so?
For some reason I misspoke. I think it's a girl.
Do you get confused between people that are boys and girls?
I just... blah, my words.
Yeah, I understand. Well, what do you think about this? I don't think it's too big of a deal never to have smooched anybody.
It really isn't, and like, but leading up to it, you know,
it is only as big a deal as you make it. And if you make it the biggest deal in the world, like, you know, it could be the
Yeah. But deal. I mean, it is up to you, but you've got all these like movies and TV shows yelling at you and everyone's saying smooch him or whatever. And
well, that I think is going to be the biggest challenge. Like if you're worried about anything, the one thing that I would say to be worried about is that you're probably carrying, whether you realize it or not, a huge basket of expectations about it. Like you're going to see firecrackers or violins are going to play that could potentially make something that's really nice seem like a letdown when it's actually just really nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to, you know, I guess the best thing you can do if you want some advice on this is think about why you, when those people tried to kiss you, you didn't let them.
You think it's that she doesn't want them to kiss them?
Well, I think about it. No, you just gotta, you look at it. So obviously she didn't want to be kissed, she or he, and did not let the other person kiss. So is it because they're not ready? Is it because they want it to be super special? Is it because this particular person just wasn't the right person? Like, maybe if you can look at that, it'll help you untangle things a little bit.
I just want this person to call me up and I'll kiss her.
Will you will?
Yeah, probably.
A little smooch?
I don't, if they're, I mean, if I like them.
Well, so I don't think it's too big of a deal.
It's
but
not.
Here's, I worry about this. And this is something that I've always struggled with in my life is, there is such a thing as being too careful, and you can limit yourself and kind of hold your life back. And the longer you limit yourself in that way, like, it'll just keep going and going and going. And, you know, abstaining from sex is one thing, but abstaining from kissing somebody is kind of another deal.
Yeah. I wonder how this person feels about sex.
Well, that I would say that's off.
Do they know about sex?
She has sex every day.
Oh, okay.
All the time. It's
no
just kissing?
Kissing.
Yeah.
I knew a girl like that.
I knew a person like that, and it was me.
Oh, were you that girl?
I was,
oh my
actually,
gosh, this is weird.
I was that girl.
Oh no.
No. So listen, here's, you know what I would say to do? If you're that worried about how it's going to go down, you're that worried about people kissing you, and you really feel like this is something you need to address, you kiss them.
Right.
You be the aggressor. That it's your terms. You're in charge. You decide how it's going to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. So if you got a lady or a fella that you want to kiss, man, just do it. And I don't know, this, once you get in there, I think your hormones are going to take over. Let them just, let the old body do its thing. You, it's your job just to get those lips near each other. And then after that, everything, it's...
You'll know.
The nature will take care of itself.
We've been kissing for thousands of years.
Yeah, it's in your DNA. Your DNA's been kissing for thousands of years. Yeah, okay, well, what do we got next?
When I was little, I stole Cadbury eggs from CVS twice, and I feel really bad about it now. Sad face. I remember at the time thinking, we shop here all the time. They owe me. Am I going to die?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, you're definitely. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
And that is only because everyone dies, and it has nothing to do with you stealing eggs.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, so...
I'm not going to...
Yeah, what? Everyone except for Mari.
Okay.
Who do you think would be the enforcer in that? Do you think that Cadbury has like a hitman who's been tracking this person for years?
Oh, I think it's the shop owners.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't think it's... I think it's that bunny that lays the Cadbury eggs.
I imagine like a... For whatever reason, a Korean-American family, a father wearing an apron with a shotgun chasing after this person. Yeah.
This is a CVS pharmacy. This is not like some small Asian market in
Oh, I don't know what
Korea
CVS
town.
Is. So, okay.
Oh, it's like a Walgreens or that kind
Do
of
we
thing.
Have those here?
We have Walgreens and what's it, Bartels.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
Okay.
What that do
makes,
you think about this?
That makes more sense now.
What do you think about these, you know, this petty childhood theft?
You're not going to die because of this.
Don't you think every kid does that? Even if it's just down to like stealing, you know, like a gummy bear from the gummy bear trough.
Yeah, I don't remember stealing anything when I was younger. I probably did though. If I did, I wouldn't care now.
How little do you think is little in this scenario?
Oh, I'm gonna guess
25.
I want to say around 10. 10 is like my go-to age for anything that happened when you were younger.
For any like dumb kid thing.
Yeah, like 5. 10? 5 is too young, and then up to 10, it's like a blur.
So it's clearly old enough that it. This person is aware that it's a crime, right? We shop here all the time. They owe me.
It's a pretty coherent thought.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, Cadbury eggs. Just put them in my mouth.
Yeah, shiny egg.
Yeah, love egg. Good egg.
Want egg.
Want. Not only was this person a child, this person was a Neanderthal. Could not. You are not going to die. I think that's a pretty common thing. And as long as that wasn't like a gateway into stealing cars or anything like that, I think you're probably going to be okay.
That's Grand Theft Egg.
Man, I don't know. It's not It's not that big of a deal. If you, I can't, like, you say, I feel really bad about it now. Don't, that's crazy.
You don't feel bad about it. Come on.
I've done infinitely worse things when I was a kid.
I do worse things now, probably.
I do worse things probably on a daily basis than this. Here's what I think. When you've got like a childhood trauma like this, you need, I think, to symbolically get over it.
Oh, so, like returning some eggs?
Yeah, I think you need to go through some sort of symbolic kind of ceremony where you return some eggs.
I love it.
To CVS. Yeah, I think it's going to help out. I don't know if you go buy some eggs from somewhere else and then just take them to CVS and put them on the shelf, or exactly what form that should take. Or maybe you could just write a letter of apology to, you know, the corporate chairman of the board of CVS and send him a couple of eggs.
That seems like too much effort, but I'd be really interested in hearing what they have to say about it. Like, if they're going to, you know, come down on you, or if they're going to like,
charges.
Or if they're going to send you more eggs, because people do that.
Yeah. Like, oh, you've done it. Virtue is its own reward. Here's a lifetime supply of Cadbury eggs.
They're going to say, we knew all along.
We knew it was you all along.
Pat you on the head.
We weren't mad. We were just disappointed. And we're just so pleased.
Now you are a man.
You've grown, or a woman, whatever.
No, you're a man.
I'm having a hard time guessing the genders today. We're not explicitly identified.
Well, I just meant that either way, they would become a man.
Interesting. Do you think that this person is a boy or a girl? I think it's a girl because boys don't feel bad about things like this.
Yeah, I assumed it was a girl too. I also assume this person's Asian. We get a lot of emoticons in our secrets.
And it's like the colon C frowny face.
Yeah,
it's that. I feel it was like kind of a new thing.
It's new school, yeah.
Back in my day, this is like super frown.
I like
absurdly frown.
I like colon C. It's a good jam.
Yeah, it's good. You want to keep cruising along?
Yeah. I've never been in a relationship with anyone. I used to think it was because there weren't any other gay dudes out in my town. But I'm starting to think it's just because nobody actually wants to be with me.
It could be a little of both.
It could be, but so more likely,
This is another thing that could be addressed with a little old-fashioned American get up and go. You know, like, nobody's asking you out. What's your reaction? Do you say, man, nobody wants me? Or do you go ask somebody else out?
That's true.
Yeah, come on. There's everybody, man, with very few exceptions, with only the exception of perhaps like the Duchess of the football team or the Duchess of the cheerleading team.
You went to a weird high school. Yeah, it's
so weird. Non-traditional high school.
Was this American football or was this soccer?
It was rugby.
Okay.
The Duchess of the rugby team.
I see.
Yeah. With few exceptions, everybody's got some kind of insecurity in it. You know, there's the old kind of cliche of the beautiful girl sitting at the bar and all the guys around are just looking at her thinking, man, she's so out of my league. I could never ask her out. And then in her head, it's like, I must look really terrible. No one is interested in me. Nobody's asking me out. I mean, everybody has that kind of self-doubt. So if you feel like you're the dude out there that no one's interested in, no one's going for, maybe there's some other fella that's just waiting for you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah,
and I mean,
totally.
There's always that kind of role of who, you know, who's going to be the aggressor in a relationship. And I have to honestly say, I'm typically the one that kind of waits around for the young lady to show interest. It is very much in my nature to sort of assume that I annoy everybody and that no one likes me. Mm-hmm. So
it's because you do.
Because that's actually in fact true.
Yeah, nobody likes you.
That
that's not true. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Mari.
I just saw an opening and I took it.
Appreciate that. No, it's always been kind of my tendency to wait around for the young lady. But here's the rub with that. There's a little problem with that, and that means you're not, you know, making the calls. That means that you are not necessarily getting involved with people because you want to be involved with them. There's a degree of that, but it's more because they're the ones that are showing interest. So really, it's as much as I have a hard time with it, it seems like it's a little better to be the sort of aggressor in the situation, because then you kind of lay out the ground rules. Your mileage may vary with that. Whatever town you're in, no matter how big it is, there has to be a place where the gay dudes hang out.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that usually happens.
No outside of 7-Eleven.
Whatever it is. There's probably a bar or something like that. If you feel like this is a problem, go hang out with some dudes and maybe you try to make the move. And if not, I don't know. Nobody wants to be with me is such a broad...
Yeah, I'm not really sure what this person's particular problem is.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to be with me. If you really feel like that is true, then there is definitely some truth to the world being like a mirror or an echo chamber. And there's lots of things about yourself that you just may not know until it bounces off somebody and kind of comes back to you. Like, you may not realize that you have a super annoying voice until every time you talk, everyone around you cringes. Or every time you tell a Seinfeld joke, everybody around you kind of looks away and looks really sad. And that these are ways by picking up on them, you can learn some shortcomings about yourself that you can address. So if you're really feeling like there's just something about you that's repelling people, which I don't think, I think you're just kind of being a little down on yourself. But if you really feel like that, maybe just take a little inventory of it. And maybe, I'm sure you've got some friends, even if there's no fellas that are interested in wooing you,
mm-hmm.
Maybe talk to your friends about it. See what their take is on. But really, I think it's just that everybody's waiting for somebody to come sweep them off their feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything else on this, Murray? What do you think about this?
Well, I don't know if this person's been like shut down a lot, like if they go on dates and then nothing happens, nothing like comes out of it, or if, because they're saying that they used to think that there weren't any other gay dudes in their town, but now what? Now
there's tons of them.
And they don't like you, or?
Well, it also starts out with, I've never been in a relationship with anyone. So that's, and actually that's a whole nother thing. Like, you know, maybe the people you're meeting aren't really looking for a relationship. Yeah. Maybe they're looking for something else.
Yeah. You know, it's you hear it a lot, but sometimes it really is the other person and it's not you.
Yeah. I think you're great. I mean, you obviously have great taste in men as far as Mari and I are concerned, because you're listening to us talk.
Yeah.
So I think you're definitely on the right track. And yeah, it's just keep going with that. What do you got, Mari? What's next?
I have self-confidence. I think I look good and I take pride in the way that I dress.
This is a great juxtaposition.
This person is way different. I think I look good and I take pride in the way that I dress. But I try not to let it show because low self-esteem seems to be the norm. Yep. What if they think I'm conceited?
I love that this person is insecure about their lack of insecurity.
Yeah, it's weird.
If that, all of you people out there, everybody, look at this.
What's that like?
Look at this. If you're worried about your boobs are too small, you're worried your boobs are too big, worried your skin's too dark, too light, you're worried that you're gay and nobody wants you. Look at this person. This person thinks they're good looking, they're great, and they're still insecure about something. I don't know how, this is like, this what, is the perfect
do you,
email.
How do you do that?
I do it all the time. I mean, this is kind of up my alley, because mm-hmm. I'm in general a crazy combination of self-confidence and self-doubt.
Yeah.
So I can completely relate to this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a person that's very comfortable in a big crowd of people. I can talk in front of people, no problem. But I do have a problem dealing with people kind of one-on-one. I totally have self-confidence issues that are kind of in this realm.
Mm-hmm.
The exact kind of tone of this that people worried that people will think you're conceited. Maybe you are conceited, but I mean, if you're not, then who cares what they think? If you're self-confident and you feel good about yourself, you like the way you dress, that's great. That's not bad.
Who cares what people think?
Yeah, look at all these other poor, sad people that are so down on themselves. It's one of those cases where you're just looking for trouble. Like there's not a problem there, and it's such like a first world American problem to lament things that are not a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there are plenty of places and there've been plenty of eras where people have legitimate, terrible problems.
Oh God.
Like no food, or my head's going to be cut off tomorrow. Yeah. Or
no legs.
Yeah. Diseases, whatever. Being worried because you look too good is not a real problem. And I'm not coming down on you. I mean, I don't want to be mean. I don't doubt that this is something you have anxiety about, but I think you need to take a step back and realize that you're building something out of nothing. If you feel like you look good, that's great. What do you think about this, Mark?
Well, I don't think we should like slap them on the wrist or anything. It seems like they're addressing a larger problem of people being too negative.
That could definitely be something. I also wonder if it's... Actually, this kind of ties in what I was just talking about of the world being sort of your sounding board. Uh-huh. Like, if maybe this person walks into a room and then, you know, if they act a little too happy or a little too confident, they get a negative reaction from the people around them. And maybe that's what's informing this. If that's the case, maybe, I don't know, maybe you need to look at who you're hanging out with. Because there's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with looking good.
Yeah, there's tons of people. I mean, I'm an introvert, and I know that extroverts, they walk into a room, they have presence, and it's the thing where they walk into the middle of a room, whereas I would be out on the corner, like, or not even go into the room, and I'd be in another room.
You would actually probably be at home sleeping.
Yeah, or pretending to sleep because I don't want to leave.
Mari, I am bad at parties. I've never enjoyed parties, and but I've been to a lot of parties with you.
Yeah.
And I think that you are probably worse at parties than me.
Why do you say that?
Because I can think of so many parties that I've been to where you sat in a corner and drew comics.
Oh, well, those are the parties that we went to together. I've been to some parties.
No, I know. Actually, I think now the table, you've blossomed.
That was a shaky time.
Was shaky times for both of us. Which is funny because my reaction to that time was, I'm introverted. I don't like parties a lot, not that sort of thing. But
yeah.
my reaction was like, I'm just going to go to parties. I'm going to try to do this for a while. And it was kind of a terrible idea, but hey.
Yeah, I mean, some of it was fun.
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay.
Fine with me. Moving on.
In elementary school, I would write insults on Valentine's because I thought it was okay since I gave them candy as well.
So we did get a couple Valentine's secrets. We got some actually pretty good ones. Unfortunately, some of them were a little too long. And yeah. maybe we should again remind you that if your secrets are short novels, we will read them and enjoy them.
We're not going to post, like...
But we're probably not going to read them on the show.
If it's like, broken up with an intro and, body paragraph, we're not going to read that.
If your secret comes with a table of contents and an index and a glossary, it's probably too long.
Yeah, if I have to download a PDF and there's an illustrated cover.
And that's not to say, I mean, again, we do enjoy reading it no matter what. We really like reading all of the secrets. We are still thinking about ways that we can post all of the secrets online for people to look at. But man, those long ones, we're just probably not going to read it on air.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's too hard.
It's too hard.
It's like... So many words.
But anyway, so this was one of the shorter Valentine's ones we got, which I enjoyed. What do you think about this?
I want to see these Valentines.
I do too. It makes me think of, there was a Calvin and Hobbes that I'm sure is kind of at the forefront of everyone's mind just because it was just Valentine's Day, but where he's making a Valentine for Susie and Hobbes comments on how nice it is of him. And then in the last panel, he's writing on it something like, Susie, I hope you die or something horrible like that.
I vaguely remember that. Yeah, I don't think he told her that he wanted her to die.
Something like that. Anyway, the idea. So I mean, I can kind of see that. I think that's funny. Hate Valentine's. I feel like I've seen before. I used to make. I remember making misfortune cookies, where I made fortune cookies with negative things. Like it's kind of funny to do
that's
that.
That's fun.
What I really like about this secret though, is that I thought it was okay since I gave him candy as well.
Yeah, that's the best part.
So. It just equals out.
It's like, fuck you. And then you just throw candy at them.
And then it's totally fine. Like all sins are forgiven.
Oh, all right.
Like it's a right and a wrong and it just averages to nothing.
Yeah. Two wrongs.
My question for you, Mari,
mm-hmm.
is this made me think of a different scenario where it was inverted. And
what do you mean?
So in this case, you give a mean Valentine and delicious candy. What if you gave someone a really thoughtful, heartfelt, kind Valentine
uh-huh.
and gave them some poison? Do you think it works in that way too?
It does not. No.
It does not work in that way. So you couldn't give someone like a cup full of bleach.
Well, it's because the candy is better than the Valentine's. The thing is better.
So I get what I'm hearing from you is that you think it's the candy that forgives, So my second question to you is, do you think that there's I mean, and actually, I think there's something to this, like the kind of, there's sort of the cliche of the husband who's got, maybe he did something wrong or he's misbehaved, but the candy cancels it out. He like comes home with a box of candy, box of chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there's just a level of sin, a level of crime or transgression that can be rectified with candy?
You're talking about crime?
Well, I'm just wondering, like you do something bad. But then you give someone candy and it makes it okay.
Yes, there's definitely everyone's got a price.
So do you think that like the quality and amount of candy, if you had enough candy of high enough quality, you could get out of anything?
Yeah, you get away with everything.
You think you could kill a man?
Yeah, probably.
So here's my third question to you. What if...
I mean, you can do whatever you want with
what
candy.
What if the bad thing you did was steal some Cadbury eggs from CVS Pharmacy?
But it's okay because you gave them candy.
You gave them candy back. So I guess...
That's how it works.
Yeah, back to that CVS Pharmacy person. Give them some candy and everything's going to be fine. You're not buying that?
I don't know.
What if I gave you some candy? Would you? I gave you a brownie.
That's true. That's true. Wow, that was a good brownie.
I know. So it clearly works, as my experiment has just proven. What do you think about the next email?
I'm a student at the University of Texas at Austin, and the person I like is Dan Nguyen, but I don't think I could ever tell him.
How many Dan Nguyens do you think there are at the University of Texas?
Well, it's Texas, so I don't really know. I don't have a good...
It's a big school.
Yeah.
A lot of foreign exchange students, not that he necessarily has to be because he has a foreign name, but could be.
Well, he sounds American, Dan.
Dan is a very... But Nguyen is so common.
Yeah.
That's a Vietnamese...
I'm going to guess at least 50 Dan Nguyens.
So how many of them you think are like... I would guess that since this person knows them, maybe they operate in a circle that is a little more tech savvy, maybe like the engineering department or comp sci, something like that.
Not necessarily.
I just said that the reason I ask is because I immediately went to Twitter looking for Dan Nguyen.
Why didn't you go to Facebook?
Because I hate Facebook and I don't use it.
So, you went with the tech angle. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, I just thought like, I wonder this person, you know, it seems like maybe they listen to Kiss and Tell. They probably know about the Twitter. Maybe they, maybe Dan is also on Twitter. Maybe I could find him. Maybe.
Did you really try to narrow down Dan Nguyen on Twitter?
It was actually, I just found one almost immediately. I don't know if it's the right Dan Nguyen.
Do they go to University of
There's
Texas?
There's a Dan Nguyen that I found that went to UT.
Yeah.
Seemed like a popular happening guy.
Yeah.
Who had a number of followers. And my thought that maybe, you know, maybe this person was among those followers.
How many followers? Like, give me a... Just
I really
ballpark.
The number that comes to mind, which may be completely incorrect, was 19. So it's a pretty small pool. I think Dan can handle.
That's weak.
19,000. And I think Dan could. I don't actually remember. Anyway, the real crux of this is we got a name. You know, we always get this. I've got a crush on somebody. I like somebody. But this is just I go to this school and the person I like is Dan Nguyen.
It's it's a raindrop in a big old bucket though.
But here's I feel like this person is. You know, last week we had the little cutie who was like, you're the cutest boy in school. And we felt like we were sort of relaying that message.
Yeah. This is straight up.
Well, but again, I sort of feel like it's our duty. Like we've accepted this as our duty to convey this message to Dan Nguyen and let him know.
Right.
That one of his friends or associates is interested in him.
But that's so stupid because this person doesn't have a name. You know, it's not like, hi, my name is this and this.
Dan's a smart guy.
Uh-huh.
He goes to the University of Texas at Austin.
You think he's going to know who it is? Like
he's an intelligent guy. Maybe he's just going to know immediately. You think so? Like he's just immediately going to know?
Like it's just going to confirm their suspicions?
He's like, yeah, I knew it all along. Listen, here's I want to talk to both the person who wrote this and to Dan.
Can I pretend to be Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Yeah?
Open your eyes. Why don't you look around?
Who is this?
It's
how did you get this number?
That's not important, Dan.
Okay.
Dan, there's somebody out there who's got their eye on you.
What? Where are you?
Dan, it's not important okay. Who I am. I know that you go to the University of Texas at Austin.
You're not helping.
I know what you look like. I know what you're
this
wearing.
This is not what you're supposed to say to a person.
No. Listen, Dan, there's somebody out there who likes you.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look around.
Yeah.
Young lady or fellow who likes Dan Nguyen.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you think you could tell him?
Yeah.
Do you want us to tell him? We're telling him right now for you.
You don't even have to say that you like him. Like, that's an awkward conversation, I think. You can just say, hey, do you want to go get coffee? And if you're like me and you don't really drink coffee.
He will say no.
No, you can get tea or you can get, here's a good one. My friend told me about this a while ago and it's getting dessert.
Do you want to get dessert?
Doesn't that sound cool?
So like no meal or anything?
No, there's like, it's like, you know, just dessert. Like, oh, yeah, sure. That sounds nice.
That is nice.
But I mean, it's still kind of rainy right
hey,
now.
Hey, Dan, do you want to get...
I don't know what the weather's like in Austin right now.
I'm sure it's very nice.
Okay. So sure maybe ice cream?
Yeah, Dan, we can go down... What's Amy's? I think Amy's Ice Cream. That sounds right. You want to go over to Amy's?
Sure.
Next to Waterloo Records? Get some ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go, Dan.
Sounds dope.
Listen, just tell him. You goober. Why do you think that telling us, we've said this repeatedly. I don't know why you think that telling us Dan Nguyen's name, unless you're just hoping that he's listening. Do you think Dan's listening right now?
Yeah. Okay. But if he's listening, it's not going to. Yeah. It's not how it works. Internet.
He doesn't.
Come
know.
On.
No, but maybe she could say like, Dan, go listen. Hey, Dan, have you heard of this new podcast?
Oh, maybe.
Do you think that's.
What is this podcast turning into?
I don't know what this is. It is weird. It's become like this request thing. Listen, Dan, if you're listening to this, please get back to us. Tweet at us. Send us an email. We want to know who you like. Young man or woman who wrote this. We've done all we can do. Right, Mari? What else? It's out of our hands. We've done everything we can do.
You know, I could go on Facebook and find every single Dan Nguyen who goes to University of Austin.
Can we make that a priority for our listeners? Like, I don't want, you know, we've got some very loyal listeners out there. At least Schmeet, we got him, right? We got at least one listener.
Yeah, we got Schmeet.
If you just want to take a second, anybody out there who's got just a moment to hop on Facebook, send Dan a message.
No, don't do
that. Tweet him, email him, call him up.
I feel like we have, I think, a number more than one person emailing.
So Dan gets thousands of emails.
Well, anything more than one is weird.
Okay, just one of you.
Yeah, everybody just plant this out.
Yeah, maybe we should let this one run.
Get together.
Yeah, no, listen. Whoever wrote this, you can trust us. We're going to get this message to Dan, whatever it takes.
Okay, Dan, please email us if you get this message.
Yeah, okay, moving on.
Let us know how the ice cream date turned out.
So, Dan and... young mystery person, enjoy your date.
I want to say that their name is Amy too.
Do you think
reason.
That if we find out who these people are, that we could round up a little money and give them like an all expenses paid trip to Amy's?
To Amy's?
Yeah, like get a gift certificate for them.
I really want to do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I really want to. Okay, can we talk about something else now? Okay. What's next?
I'm a 16-year-old girl and secretly terrified of sex. I don't even want to pursue a relationship with anyone because I'm afraid it will ultimately lead to that. And the thought of being that intimate with anyone is really frightening.
Mari?
I don't know. This is like...
Can I say, weird. Right now, I don't even want to pursue a relationship with anyone because I'm afraid it will ultimately... Yes, of course it will ultimately lead to that. I mean, I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but that's what it is. That's what people do.
Well, yeah, if you're 16 and you end up marrying this person or whatever, like if you...
No, I mean, it will lead to sex. Whatever, if you get involved with somebody, that's where it's headed.
But I think some people, when you're at that age, you don't really, you're not interested.
No, maybe not at 16.
You
but
just
I
want
mean,
someone to hold hands with. And
sooner or later, someone
eventually.
Is probably going to want to have sex with you.
Yeah. But you know what? You can say no. You don't
you
have
can totally
to have
say,
sex.
You don't have to ever have sex. I don't recommend that. I think sex is pretty great. I think that all, you know, every shred of our biology tells us that we should be having sex at all times. And that makes me a little worried about you. Not that, you know, I don't want to imply that there's anything super wrong with you or anything like that, but I'm worried that you're going to set yourself up for some anxiety and heartache you might not need to have. I think it's pretty normal to be super nervous about sex. I don't know. I feel like at 16, the nervousness should be tempered by some excitement about it. What do you think about that, Mari?
Well, I think with girls, it's a little different because it's you're letting someone into your body.
Which is totally understandable. I can totally understand that. I don't know. I don't want you to get, you know, where you're so anxious about it that you can't even just enjoy a date with somebody because you're so worried that it's going to end up somewhere. I don't want you to feel like you always have to be alone because you won't have sex. Like, I don't know. There's,
yeah, I don't want this person to worry about it.
I don't want you to worry about it. I want you to be okay.
I don't think that, you know, if some 16-year-old boy is taking you out on a date, or girl, whatever, they're going to be thinking, oh, we're going to have sex at the end of this date.
They're probably just nervous and scared too.
Yeah.
And maybe they're thinking about a kiss, but yeah. Probably not even that.
Holding hands even.
Yeah.
Take it slow.
Listen, I think it's totally normal to be nervous about it. I don't think you need to be any hurry at all. I think at 16, you don't have to worry about it all. Yeah. I mean, you're not in like a place that even among your peers that it's going to be weird. Maybe if you're like, you know, in your early 20s and in college, it might get a little awkward around your friends being the girl that hasn't done it. But you're not in a place at all that I feel like there should be any pressure on you to do it. That said, if this is like something that it truly terrifies you, like you're so horrified of being intimate with someone or whatever, maybe you should talk to somebody, because that might be too much. And it might be related to something, you know, some other anxiety that's building up or whatever. So on the one hand, I don't think you should, it's probably not an imminent threat, but if you're really worried about it, go talk to your counselor or something.
Yeah, I think if you're like in a relationship, if you get to that point, and you get over your fear for a little bit, and then they want to have sex, and maybe you're a little bit older, and you're still terrified, then you're going to have a talk.
Yeah, and I mean, these are kind of two problems, right? Like the pursue a relationship thing.
And then, on top of that,
yeah, like sex. And you're conflating them and maybe building them up a lot. So you can, at 16, you are totally fine having a relationship where sex is not, should not be an issue. And that is totally up to you to say always, if you're not comfortable with it, no way you should be pressured into it. So don't worry. Don't let that discourage you from, you know, dating somebody, mm-hmm. going on a date.
Get some smooches. It's your right to not have sex with people, whatever.
Yeah, don't worry. That's totally fine.
And Scott earlier said that he thinks that everyone should be having sex all the time.
No, or
whatever. What was it?
I said that every shred of our biology, that's uh-huh. just like the human organism.
Yeah.
Any organism, you're just supposed to reproduce. That's different than like, you know, condoning it or thinking we should all be having sex.
Well, I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
But some people, myself included, I feel like I don't have a normal sex drive. Like I feel, and this is probably weird for some of the listeners, but I just...
You're disappointing a lot of fans out there, Mike.
No, I mean, like, I'm, you know, pretty regular, but sometimes I'm just like, man, I don't really feel like it.
That's fine.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not worried about it at all. It's just, whatever. All right.
No, that's, and maybe that's even a little healthier than, I mean, that's better than being crazed about it, mm-hmm. I think. Sex is always going to be weird. It's always going to be complicated, not because it needs to be complicated, but just because our, you know, human civilization and society has made it kind of a weird thing. Even though it's like literally the most natural possible thing in the universe.
Yeah.
So don't worry too much about it. You are totally in control of it. I would just say, don't let it discourage you from doing normal 16-year-old girl things, going on dates, whatever. Do that stuff.
What else do 16-year-old girls do?
Steal
go
candy.
Go to the mall.
Yeah, go to the mall. Do whatever. Have a good time.
They can play video games, right? They listen to podcasts.
You can listen to podcasts. You can do anything. You are totally fine. You're totally normal. You got nothing to worry about. Just don't sweat it so much. Okay?
When I was in second grade, I made out with a washcloth in the shower at my house, imagining it was a girl I thought was cute in my class.
Oh my gosh. That is so good.
That's weird.
Did you? No.
That's my reaction to everything, really, but...
There's so many things I like about it. I mean, there's always, I don't remember ever doing the like practice kissing thing.
Did you ever do that? Washcloth.
Well, no.
You never did that?
Like totally aside from washcloth. I know there's like the kissing the inside of your elbow, like whatever.
I've probably done that with like a pillow, but not like making out with a pillow, just like holding it, you know, and crying yourself to sleep.
What is so funny about the washcloth is you're like practicing with something so wet.
Yeah,
like, what are you expecting when you really
not
get
just
to
wet,
it?
But like soggy like, and damp? Soggy. Like, what is this person?
Were you shocked when you actually kissed a girl and it was not like when you weren't drenched?
It didn't clean your lips.
It didn't clean your lips. It wasn't like kind of rough and shaggy. I don't think this. I mean, this is kind of great. We don't get enough of these.
Yeah, I like these cute ones.
Like the kind of embarrassing, goofy little kid things. Every little kid does ridiculous stuff like this. I'm sure I did stuff like this all the time and maybe just don't remember it. I think it's super sweet. I think it's pretty cute. Mari, do you have anything like this? Just a little guy?
Well, just like the pillow thing. I didn't kiss any like photos of girls or anything like that, or second grade even. That was too young.
No, I was trying to think of like when it would have even occurred to me that kissing was something that you should do. Second grade, I don't even know that that would occur to me. Like,
I don't think I was even alive when I was in second grade.
Yeah, I don't think I was a fully formed human. I think I just was a little whirlwind of
DNA
bad and behavior. I don't know. No, I think it's sweet. I think it's kind of cute. I can, you know, you totally picture it like something from a Nickelodeon show or something, like, you know, practicing on the washcloth. Do you think he sculpted it into a little face or tried to make a little washcloth?
I hope he added googly eyes to it. Yeah. Like he glued some and then some like that. Candy lips.
Do you think that when he did actually kiss a girl, he was just absolutely amazing at it?
Oh, because of all this practice?
All this practice.
Every time he was in the shower, yeah.
Bro, probably. For years, like training every day.
Probably.
He, like, even to the point he didn't care, his lips were super chapped. He like had a rash where he'd rubbed off his, but he just totally in it.
There were probably tons of montages.
Do you think he had really soft lips because he always kept them so clean?
I would say so. This guy sounds like he's in a good place right now, so he's probably kissing all sorts of ladies.
Yeah. That was our 10th email. So thank you everybody for writing in. And
oh man, it's over.
I know, that just zips right by. I did miss Corey.
Yeah.
Corey, wherever you are.
I wonder what he's doing.
Do you think he's going to listen to this?
Probably not.
He only listens to really good, really great podcasts.
Yeah.
We enjoy all the secrets we get. We truly do. We are so flattered that, I mean, I didn't really expect this. People have opened up to us so much. It's been really kind of an amazing experience because just reading these emails and thinking about how to respond makes me evaluate things in my life. And I really enjoyed it. And I think keep it up. Please just send them, and don't, there's no like right or wrong secret.
Okay. But there are long and short ones.
There are long and short ones. And we do recommend the short ones.
Some of you guys send like, it's seriously like pages.
We read them, we enjoy them. And if it's just about like, you want to write it and get it off your chest, we're totally there for you. But man,
yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
Not for the show. I have a little thing. You know, I mentioned this kind of early on, but Mare and I have been collaborating on a book that I've been torturing Mare for months, getting him to do illustrations for. And I sent off for the first proof copy, and it's on its way. Pretty excited about that.
Oh, whoa. So
that proof will be here. I'm sure there will be some changes. But I think in before too long, maybe even before the end of the month, we'll have a final version of this book. So I'm pretty jazzed about that.
Sweet.
I think that's about it. Thanks everybody for writing in. Do we want to try the theme thing again? What about just parties?
Party secrets? Ooh, I bet there are tons of good secrets at parties.
How about party secrets? If you've got anything, you know, we talked about how Mari and I kind of handle ourselves at parties. I think there's plenty of room for party secrets.
I like talking about parties.
Oh yeah. Like birthday presents or hiding in the closet or whatever.
Those are weird parties. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Let's, okay. Next week, kind of unofficially, party secrets. That doesn't mean that it has to be just about party secrets, but if you're really wanting to write in and you just haven't hit on what to talk about yet, so let's get those party secrets.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that has been episode 5. Thank you for listening. Please, please, please tell your friends, tweet about it, review us on iTunes. That's it.
Bye.
Bye. I want to